早上好。
Like to send a greeting to every brother and sisters.
弟兄姊妹来欢迎你。
I remember when I came to this country many years ago.
我记得很多年前我来到这个国家。
I live in an international dormitory.
我住在国际学生的宿舍。
And they arrange one American student and one foreign student in the same room.
他们就是安排有一个美国学生，一个外国学生住在一起。
Somehow, down the hall, there's a student from Nigeria, and he knew I'm a Christian.
那在走廊下面有一个尼日利亚来的学生，他知道我是个基督徒。
One night around 10 o'clock, he knocked on my door.
有一天晚上十点钟，他敲我的门。
And I opened the door, and I knew him in the cafeteria. So I said, "Hi, John, why are you here?"
我在餐厅认得他，我说 ，Hey, John, 你为什么在这里？
He said, "Can we pray together?"
他说我们可不可以一起祷告？
I was kind of a little hesitate.
我有点犹豫。
Because I don't know how to pray in English.
因为我不知道怎么用英文祷告。
So I explained to him, I say, I only know how to pray in Chinese.
所以我就跟他说我只会用中文祷告。
And he said, I only know how to pray in English.
他说我只知道用英文祷告。
And he said, that's okay, let's pray together.
他说没有关系，我们一起。
So in the next 10 minutes, I don't know what he was talking about.
下面十分钟我不知道他讲什么。
I'm pretty sure he didn't know what I'm talking about.
我也很相信他也不知道我说什么。
But toward the end, we know, we say amen.
但是最后我们都说 amen.
And when we open our eyes, when we open our eyes,
当我们打开眼睛，
we hug together.
我们就抱在一起。
I know Lord knows our prayers.
我知道主知道我们的祷告。
There is no language barrier in the ear of the Lord.
在主的耳里面没有语言的障碍。
So may our worship here, we don't have any barrier of languages.
愿我们的敬拜在这里没有任何语言的障碍。
I know first generation is kind of struggle.
我知道第一代会挣扎。
But second generation, they don't have any problem.
那第二代没有问题。
But I want you to encourage all the second generation.
我愿意鼓励所有第二代的孩子们。
Do not forget your mother language.
不要忘记你母亲的语言。
Do you know last week I received an email from my American friend?
上礼拜我收到我一个美国朋友的 email.
Right now there is a hottest job wanted.
现在最热门的工作。
The American family looking for a nanny. Who can speak Chinese?
在美国的家庭愿意懂中文的保姆。
Why?
为什么？
Because they sense they're so important in China in the future.
因为他们觉得将来对中国是很重要。
They want their kids to know how to speak Chinese early start.
他们希望他们小孩一开始就会讲中文。
If they start early, probably they don't have any problem to learn the Chinese.
如果他们早一点开始的话，他们可能没有问题学中文。
So I encourage you, don't forget your mother language.
所以我鼓励你们，不要忘记你们母亲的语言。
Okay, let's bow our hands and pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父
，We praise your name.
我们赞美你的名。
We come here, we worship you and adore you.
我们来到这里，我们赞美你，敬拜你。
We understand in you there is no language barrier.
我们知道在你里面没有语言的问题。
You see our heart.
你看我们的心。
We pray that today you will quicken our spirit.
我们的祷告，你点活我们的灵。
You will purify our heart.
洁净我们的心。
So that we can hear you.
让我们能听见你。
Give us the capacity so that we can hear your voice.
让我们有足够的容量来听见你的话。
In you there is an answer.
在你里面有一个答案。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I have a
slides, and I hope my co-worker can start the slides for me.
我有一些投影。
In Romans 11:4,
在罗马书11章第4节,
Elijah, he just defeated 400 and some false prophets.
以利亚刚刚击败了400个假先知。
And we know the queen say, "Well, I'm going to kill you."
我们知道当时的王后说我要杀你。
So I'm pretty sure probably you still remember this story.
你们很可能记得这个故事。
So he came to the Lord. He was so scared, and he said, "Well, where can I run from the Lord? From the queen?"
那他来到主的面前就说，我可以逃到哪里去呢？
They're going to kill me.
他们要杀我。
But do you know there's an answer from God?
但神有一个答案。
It says, "I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal."
神说，我曾为自己留下7,000人未曾向巴利屈膝。
Who's this? What's the name of Baal?
巴利是什么？
When the Israelites left Egypt, and God led them into the land of Canaan.
当以色列人神带他们出埃及进迦南。
They have an idol or false god. It's called, his name is Baal.
那里有一个假神，一个偶像，他的名叫巴利。
The local people worship him because they want the fertility and they want the rain can to come down to their land so they can have a good harvest.
迦南当地的人敬拜巴利，因为他们想要求雨，希望有丰收。
And Israelites, they forgot God led them out of Egypt.
以色列人当他们忘记神带他们出迦南。
Especially when they get into the second or third generations.
尤其是到他们第二代、第三代的时候。
They start to imitate the local people to worship Baal.
他们就模仿当地人来敬拜巴利。
And that created a problem.
那就产生了问题。
So today I want to start from this verse.
所以今天我愿意从这一节圣经开始。
And let's move on and see where's the beginning, the fall of the man.
让我们从头开始来看人的堕落。
In Genesis, we know when God created man, and he put man in the Garden of Eden.
我们知道在创世纪里，当神造人以后，他把人安置在伊甸园。
And he wanted man to enjoy all the creation from him.
他要人来享受他所造的一切。
He brought man to one tree. He said, "Well, you can enjoy everything except the fruit from this tree."
他指着一棵树说，人可以享受一切。 唯独这一棵树不行。
Do you know what happened?
你知道发生了什么？
Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 through 7 it says,
创世纪第三章第六第七节说,
When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye,
当那个女人看见那棵树的果子好做食物并且悦人的眼目,
and also desirable for gaining wisdom,
并且使人有智慧。
She took some and ate it.
她就拿了吃了。
She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it.
又给她丈夫吃，她丈夫也吃了。
Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked.
她们的眼目就明亮了，她们发现自己是赤身露体。
So they sewed fig leaves together and make covering from themselves.
所以他们就拿无花果树的叶子给他们自己做衣服。
That's the first shame came to the human being.
那是第一次的羞耻进入人的里面。
Why?
为什么?
Because there is something they violate the God's law.
因为有一些事情违反了神的定律。
This is the fall of man, the very beginning fall of man.
这是人起初的堕落。
God has an answer for that?
神对此有答案吗?
Does that mean God's creation or God's creation and fall, and then he does not have any way to solve it?
是不是说当神造的就这样失落了，他没有办法来解决呢？
I will jump to the conclusion, and then we'll come back point by point.
我要先来到这个答案，然后回头一点一点来看。
The next slide will show you Christ has done for us as a gift.
我们下一个要看的是基督为我们所做的是一个礼物。
I think we all like to receive the gift.
像我们都愿意接受礼物。
Especially the Christmas time.
特别是圣诞节的时候。
Do you know I just opened my Christmas gift for my daughter last night?
你知道我 昨晚才开我女儿给我的圣诞礼物。
My wife said, well, let's put away all the decoration in our house.
我太太说把所有的装饰的东西放在一边。
And my youngest daughter said, Mom and Dad, you haven't opened your Christmas gift from me.
然后我最小的女儿说，妈妈，爸爸，你们还没有开我的礼物。
So he handed two to me and then handed two gifts to my wife.
所以他就把礼物给我的太太和我。
And we opened up the gift.
我们打开。
And we know the gift because he gave it from our drawers.
我们知道那个礼物，因为他从我们抽屉里拿。
But we're still so happy because of her heart.
我们仍然为他的心感到欢喜。
So we gave her a hug.
所以我们就拥抱他。
Well, we're so happy to receive the gift.
我们得礼物的时候总是高兴的。
God gave us a gift.
神给我们一个礼物。
Ephesians 2, 8 through 9.
以弗所书第二章第八、第九节。
It describes the gift from the Lord.
告诉我们神的礼物。
For it is by grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
Through faith, and this not from yourself, it is the gift of God.
也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
And not by works.
也不是出于行为。
So that no one can boast.
免得有人自夸。
I know we like to boast about what we have done.
我知道我们很喜欢夸口我们所做的。
I have been in a workplace. I've seen so many co-workers. When they finish a project, boy, they are so proud.
我在工作的地方，当我看见同事们完成他们工作，他们都非常骄傲。
I can hear in the office there's a big loud voice say, I have done this, and it looks like they try to impress the boss.
我在公司里面常听见人说我已经做完这个了，那听上去他们要使他们老板有印象。
But right here it said this is a gift from God.
但是这里告诉我们这是一个神的礼物。
The next slide will show this is also the mercy of God.
下面也告诉我们说这是神的怜悯。
I'd like to jump into verses right away. Titus 3, 4 to 5.
提多书第三章第四、第五节。
But when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared,
当神的恩慈和慈爱向我们神我们救主显现的时候，
He saved us not because of righteous things we had done.
他救我们不是因为我们自己的义，
but because of His mercy.
那是因为他的怜悯。
Mercy, here's the word.
怜悯。
When we deserve the punishment,
当我们所当得的是刑罚。
And the judge say, you're free. You don't have to be sentenced.
但法官却说你自由，你不必受刑罚。That's
a mercy.
那是怜悯。That's
a mercy. Okay, let's move back to the current situation.
那我们就来到我们目前的情况。Right
now, there still have the lie from the Satan. Nowadays,
如今你仍然能够听见撒旦的谎言。
And probably, if you are born in this country and you are the second generation, you will see this.
如果你在这个国家，你是第二代的话，你会看见这些。
The first, I call as a false belief / Satan's lie is.
第一个错误的观念，或者说撒旦的谎言，是这一个。
The performance trap.
是让你爱表现。
You say, I must meet certain standards.
靠着表现，你就会想说，我一定要达到某一种的标准。
To feel good about myself.
我才会对我自己感觉好。
A lot of self here.
自己。
So with that kind of the performance trap.
那这一种靠表现的陷阱。
What's the consequences?
它的结果是什么呢？
You will see, probably you have a fear of failure.
你会怕失败。
And you become that you want to work real hard to get everything perfect.
你想要很努力的做，让一切都完美。
Seemingly this is not wrong at all.
看上去这个不错。
But we'll fall into the trap of professionalism.
但是我们会落入完美主义的陷阱。
Maybe you will never finish a project.
也许你做不完。
Because you want everything to be perfect.
因为你要所有东西都是完美的。
Or you have a goal you want to try to succeed.
或者你有一个目标，你就是要朝着那个目标来成功。
There's nothing wrong with it. You want to set a goal and you want to reach the goal.
这个好像不错，你定一个目标，然后你要达到那个目标。
But there is a word called overdrive.
但是有一个字说过分的要冲动。
Probably your car has an overdrive, is that right?
你的汽车有一个 overdrive 档。
When you drive real fast, you switch to an overdrive. That will save the gas.
那你如果开得很快的话，你就开到那一档会省油。
But when you are overdrive to succeed, you will be depleted and you will be exhausted.
但是如果你对于成功有过分的冲动的话，最终你会精疲力尽。
Sometimes will hurt your health.
有时候会影响到你的健康。
Let's continue to see what's the consequence from this performance trap.
我们继续看这个结果。
And then you start to manipulation of others to achieve success.
甚至你会操纵别人来达到你的成功。
I've seen so many things happen in the workplace.
我在工作的地方看见许多的事。
In the meeting, probably you will see the one or two probably always oppose your proposal or what you say.
那在你开会的时候，也许你总会碰见一两个人，他们所有你说的东西他都反对。
So you try to avoid them in the meeting.
所以你就在开会的时候要避开他们。
If you want your proposal to be passed, probably just schedule the meeting while they are on their vacation.
如果你要你的提案得到通过的话，你最好就是他们度假的时候你召集会议。
And when they are back, say, well, this is all passed.
那他们回来就说这个已经通过了。
We try to manipulate the situation.
我们要在这个环境中来掌控。
And this is in kind of a expressive way. In the other way is probably you start to do something like a cheating.
那或者你会另外一种方法，你会欺骗。
And this is all in the trap of performance.
这是一个陷阱，是靠表现的陷阱。
And that will prevent you from the healthy risk. You kind of reserve yourself. No, I shouldn't do any kind of any healthier risk.
那有一些是必要的冒险，那你会把你自己从这些里面抽出来。
For example, maybe you have ability to go to the higher education.
比如说你可以往更高的教育去。
But somehow you have this kind of performance trap. Oh, I can't make it. So, no, I just stay here, stay where I am. That's fine.
但是你被表现来绑住的时候，你就会觉得说我不行，我不行。
God has an answer for that.
神对此有没有答案？
God answers only on Sunday, Sunday school.
神的答案是不是只在主日学的时候？
God has an answer in your life.
神在你的生命中，他有一个答案。
God answers for the performance trap is.
神对这个靠表现的陷阱，他的回答是。
There's a big word called justification.
有一个很重要的字叫做称义。
From Romans 5:1.
在罗马书五章一节。
I can summarize for you what's the justification.
简单的说，称义就是
God not only has forgiven me of my sins,
神不但赦免我的罪，
but also has granted me the righteousness of Christ.
而且他给了我基督的义。
Because of justification,
借着称义，
I bear Christ's righteousness.
我可以穿上基督的义。
And I'm therefore fully pleasing to the Father.
因此我可以完全的让神称许。
So here God has the answer.
所以神有一个答案。
Through this process of justification,
借着称义，
we are bearing Christ's righteousness.
我们穿上基督的义。
Therefore, I'm fully pleasing to Him.
所以在神的眼中，我们完全可喜悦。
If we have this kind of the belief,
如果我们信的话，
we can get over with this kind of performance trap.
我们就可以跨过这个靠表现的陷阱。
There's another Satan's lie or false belief.
第二个错误的观念和撒旦的谎言。
I call that as an approval addict.
我称它为爱别人的称许。
You will say, I must be approved or accepted by certain person.
你常常会想说，我一定要被别人，被某些人来接受。
And to feel good about myself.
我才会对我自己感觉好。
Again, self is in the center.
又是自己在这里。
So we try real hard to please a certain group of people.
所以你就会很努力要让某一些人来喜欢。
So your parents were so worried about what group you are hanging out with.
所以你父母就会很关心你所在的那个群体是哪里。
If you hang out with a group and they are the gangs or doing something or drug, oh boy, they are so worried.
那如果你接的朋友是吸毒是这些，你父母就会很担心。
Any problem of this kind of approval added?
那它的结果是什么呢？
Here are some consequences.
这里有一些。
First one, the reaction is you fear of rejection.
第一种就是你害怕被拒绝。
So you need to conform to whatever group you're hanging out with.
所以你就要符合你那一群的他们的要求。
Sometimes you go to the mall, you will see the young people.
有时候你到shopping mall 去，看见年轻人。
They dye their hair. One side is purple and the other side is green.
他们染他们的头发，一边是紫的，一边是绿的。
They are not there to do it alone. Sometimes you will see three or four.
他们不是一个人呢，你有时候看见一看就是三四个人。
Because they try to conform, they are the group.
他们是一群，他们有要按一个模式。
So they attempt to please others at any cost.
他们会不惜一切代价来让别人来喜欢。
Probably they will tell their parents, I'm going to study.
他们也许告诉父母说我去读书。
End up, they are somewhere they shouldn't be there.
但是呢，他们却去了他们不该去的地方。
Because they want to be approved by certain group of people.
因为他们要被一些人来称许。
And they are very overly sensitive to the criticism.
那他们对于批评这样就会过分的敏感。
When parents say, well, son, you shouldn't do that.
那当父母有人说儿子你不应该做这个。
And they will tell right back, oh, dad, you're in the old fashion.
就说爸爸你是老观念。
And nowadays everybody doing that.
现在每一个人都做这一个。
And you don't know our generation.
你不知道我们这一代。
They are overly sensitive to the good criticism.
他们对于好的批评他们会太敏感。
Another drawback or consequences is they will withdraw from others to avoid disapproval.
然后他们会把自己跟别人隔开来避开不同的意见。
They set a wall so I'm not going to go with the other group of people, only my small group.
你就立一堵墙, 我不跟别人来, 我就跟我这一群人来。
God has an answer for that?
神对此有答案吗?
Yes, He has an answer.
是的, 他有。
And this slide will show you God's answer for the approval. Added is, it's a big word.
这有另外一个字。
It's called reconciliation.
是和好。
It's from Colossians chapter 1, verse 21 and 22.
是哥罗西书1章21-22节。
It describes, although I was at one time hostile toward God,
你们从前与神隔绝,
and alienated from Him,
因着恶行心里与他为敌,
I am now forgiven and have been brought into the intimate relationship with Him.
但如今他借着基督的肉身受死, 叫你们与自己和好。
Consequently, I'm totally accepted by God.
都成了圣洁, 没有瑕疵, 无可责备。
So now I understand I'm totally accepted by Him.
所以我知道我在神面前 完全成了圣洁, 没有瑕疵。
So I don't have to be fear about any rejection.
我不需要来害怕别人的拒绝。
I don't have to please others at any cost.
我不需要花不顾手段来让别人称许。
I don't have any oversensitive to criticism.
我不需要对批评过度的敏感。
I don't have to withdraw from others to avoid disapproval.
我不需要把自己从别人那里隔开。
Reconciliation is the answer.
和好是神的答案。
From God. The third one I can think of for Satan's lie nowadays is
第三种撒旦的谎言。
It's called the blame game.
我们叫怪别人。
So you will say, those who fall, including me, including myself, are unworthy of love.
那一些失败的就不值得爱。
And deserve to be punished.
应当被惩罚。
So you will see, well, if there is something happened, somebody got punished, you say, well, he deserved it. He deserved it.
有时候我们就会这样想, 当有些事情发生, 有一些人受到了惩罚, 我们就会说他是当得的。
And this kind of unworthy of love is linger in their mind.
这种, 不值得爱在他们心里面一直会缠住他们。
And create something of a clock so we don't have any good relationship with God.
就会堵住你, 让你没有, 与神没有好的关系。
Don't have good relationship with parents.
就会跟你父母没有好的关系。
Maybe with church friends.
也许跟你教会的弟兄姊妹没有好的关系。
So what's the consequences of this Satan's lie?
那这个的结果是什么呢?
You will see the fear of punishment.
一个你就会害怕刑罚。
And sometimes you try to run away.
那时候你就会跑走。
Because you are afraid of the punishment.
因为你怕那个结果。
At the same time, you try to punish others.
而反过来你又会常常会使别人 受害,刑罚别人。
I went to when I was young, when I first got the driver permit.
当我 年轻时候刚刚拿到驾照。
And the lesson from teachers say, well, many times a car accident happened because somebody tried to punish others.
那时候我就听说, 常常出事故的原因就是因为你开车的时候你想要 报复别人。
Because of other negligence, and you say, see, that's what happened, you hit my car.
那, 当别人不小心的时候, 你就说, 你撞了我的车。
Actually, you have time to stop, or you have time to get away.
其实你可以停或者离开的。
But you try to punish others. Say, well, you ship the lien, I'm here, so you bomb my car and cause this mess.
但是你因为要让对方有后果, 所以你就留下来。
This is one of the consequences.
这是其中的一个结果。
Another thing is try to blame others for personal failure.
还有就是当你自己有失败的时候, 你就怪罪别人。
You always point to other people and say, well, because he or she done that, so that's why I did not finish my assignment.
你把手指向别人说, 因为他做了什么什么, 所以我没有怎么怎么样。
And I don't have any problem at all.
我自己是没有问题的。
So you will see another consequence is you withdraw from God and others.
你就把自己离开神，也离开别人。
And you become gradually become isolated.
慢慢你就孤立你自己。
Another thing you will see is overdrive to avoid failure.
那另外就是你有一个过分的冲动，要避免失败。
Last time I talked to my daughter's teacher.
上一次我和我女儿的老师讲话。
Her teacher said, "Your child is she's good, but she's kind of afraid she's going to fail."
那老师说你的女儿很好，但是常常她会很害怕失败。
When she finished the homework,
当她做完作业以后，
she's kind of hesitate and. She had a hard time to turn it in.
她很犹豫, 她很难把它交出来。
Because she cannot see here is a -2 or -3.
因为有个地方是减2还减3, 她很犹豫。
So I went home and talked to my youngest daughter and said, "Well, it's okay. The teacher will help you to correct all that answers you done wrong."
所以我回家跟女儿谈，我就跟她说，没有关系，老师会帮你把这个，如果有错的话，会帮你纠正。You
don't have to afraid you fail or flunk the school.
你不用怕说你不好或者不及格。So
this is another the lies from Satan.
这是撒旦的另一个谎言。Does
God has an answer for that?
神对此有答案吗？
Yes. There's another word, and also it's a big word too.
这里又有一个字。
It's called a propitiation.
挽回。
It's from 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 through 11.
约翰一书第四章9到11节。
Let me summarize for you.
我为你总结一下。
By his death on the cross,
因着他在十字架上的死,
Christ satisfied God's wrath.
基督满足了神公义的要求。
Therefore, I am deeply loved by God.
因此我深深地被神所爱。
If we have this kind of understanding,
如果我们有这样的了解,
we know I am deeply loved by God.
你知道说我被神深深地来爱。
We are not going to blame others anymore.
我们就不会去怪别人。
And we are not going to overdrive to avoid a failure.
我们也不会过分的去避免失败。
There's another lies I can summarize.
最后我要提的一个谎言。
And this lie, I call that as the shame.
就是自己对自己羞愧，自己责备自己。
Many times I say, "I'm what I am."
你会说，我就是这个样子。
I cannot change.
我改不了。
I'm hopeless.
我没有希望。
You will see a lot of situation we are we're saying that.
我们常常会在这个光景。
So what's the consequence from this the shame?
这有些什么结果呢?
Your feelings of shame and hopelessness and inferiority.
你常常会觉得自责，会觉得自己羞愧，会觉得自己没有盼望。
And many times you become a very passive.
很多时候你就很被动。
And you don't want to do something unless other people all approve, and otherwise I'm not going to do anything.
你会想说我什么都不做除非所有的人都同意。
And you start to lose the creativity.
你就不太会有创新。
also you try to isolate yourself.
也会孤立,
and you try to withdraw from others.
把你自己从别人那里抽开,
but this is sort of Satan's lie.
这也是撒旦的谎言,
they try to get less of your value.
要让你的价值降低,
you say you are nothing.
你什么都不是,
of course we are not to be a over, kind of proud.
当然我们不能骄傲,
but Satan just pull you to another stream.
但是撒旦就把你拉到另一头去。
What's the God's answer for the shame?
神的回答是什么呢?
There's another word.
有另外一个字,
it's called regeneration.
重生。
This is from John 3, verse 3 to 6.
约翰福音第三章第三到六节。
We know there's the great teacher and he came to Jesus. His name is called Nicodemus.
我们知道有一个伟大的教师，他的名字叫尼哥底母，来找耶稣。
He visits Jesus at night.
他晚上来找耶稣。
Because he doesn't want other people to see it.
因为他不想别人看见他。
And he knew Jesus is from God.
他知道耶稣是从神而来的。
So he asked him how he can renew himself.
所以他就想来找答案。
And you remember Jesus, what Jesus said to him?
你记得主耶稣怎么跟他说吗?
You need to be born again.
他说你要重生。
This is regeneration.
这就是重生。
Of course he said, well, I'm old, how can I go back to my mom's womb and then be born again?
那当然这个人就说我已经老了,怎么重生呢? 难道还能再进母腹生出来吗?
Of course Jesus said that it's in his spirit.
耶稣是说从灵生。
So therefore, regeneration is God's answer for the shame.
神的答案就是重生。
So let me sum it up all the God's answer.
让我来, 我们再来回顾一下神的回答。
First one is justification.
第一个是称义。
That's the one to deal with the performance trap.
来解决我们靠表现的陷阱。
Second one is reconciliation.
第二个是和好。
This is a God's answer for Satan's lie, the approval added.
这是神的答案,要救我们, 爱别人的称许。
The third one is propitiation. This is one to deal with the blame game.
第三个是挽回,要来解决我们怪罪别人。
The fourth one is called regeneration. This is to deal with the problem of shame.
第四个是重生,这个解决我们自责的问题。
Is there any results after we been justified by God?
那我们被神称义的结果是什么呢?
Let's look at the first one.
我们来看第一个。
You will increase in the freedom from the fear of failure.
会给我们自由, 我们不再害怕失败。
It's okay, if I might fail, I can get up again.
如果我失败了, 我可以再起来。
Sometimes we are so afraid to be to fail.
有时候我们很怕失败。
Do you know one of the person I admire? He is the owner of one company.
有一个人我很敬佩的，他是一个公司，他有一个公司。
And I thought, wow, how long have you been doing this?
我就问他, 你做这个做多久?
He says, it's about 12 years.
他说12年。
And I look at his age, I say, well, how about before this?
那我就问他, 在这之前你做什么?
Oh, he told me a lot of stories.
哦, 他给我讲一个很长的故事。
He said he'd been a carpenter.
他做木匠。
He'd been a truck driver.
他开卡车司机。
And he'd been raised the fruit trees in Michigan.
他在, 密詹州养果树。
And he sold something like a precious moment miniature.
他也卖这个书,
figure, 卖那个像, 那个卡通像。 And he named so many things he tried out.
他试过许多的事情。
And he said they all fail.
But he said God is faithful. So what now I'm doing is from God.
那我现在做的,
he is doing a very successful brokerage company for logistics.
他做一个, 中间商,
especially for transportation.
是在交通方面。
So this is one of constant, and we, let's go back to here. We desire to pursue the right things, which is Christ and His kingdom.
然后还有一个结果就是你会很有渴望要来追求对的事。 我们这里是说到基督和他的国度。
And your love for Christ.
对基督有一个爱。
Do you know who's a good example for this?
那有一个人可以做这个例子。
His name is Apostle John.
就是使徒约翰。
We know he used to be a very hot-tempered guy.
他曾经是一个脾气很大的人。
And one time, he went to the town, and it seems that that town got rejected the gospel. And he talked to the Jesus, said, "Should we send fire to burn the whole town?"
有一次，他到一个城里，那个城的人拒绝福音，他就问耶稣说。 我们是不是要求天上有火下来把这个城烧掉？
And also he see a lot, another person in their group, they're also doing the healing work and preaching the gospel.
又有一次他看见另外一群的人他们也在做医治做福音的工作。
And he asked Jesus said, "Should we stop him?"
他就问耶稣说我们是不是要来阻止他们？
But we see this hot tempered person John.
但是我们看见这一个有脾气的约翰,
he wrote so many books in the New Testament.
他写了好多书信在新约里面。
He's changed.
他改变。
He can see who Jesus is.
他认得基督是谁。
He knows he is the name of God.
他知道他是神的羔羊。
And he knows he is the Messiah.
知道他是基督。
He knows he is the king of Israel.
Let's
see the second result from reconciliation.
第二个, 这个和好的结果,
if you have this reconciliation with God,
若是你有与神的和好,
you will increase the freedom from the fear of rejection.
你就会有自由, 不怕人的拒绝。
And you are willing to open and sometimes vulnerable.
你很愿意打开, 甚至你愿意受, 肯受伤害。
You are able to relax around others.
在别人的面前就会放松。
You're willing to take criticism.
可以接受批评。
And you desire to please God no matter what other things.
不管别人怎么想, 愿意来讨神的喜悦。
I can think of this person as Matthew.
我可以举马太的例子。
Matthew used to have a good job but not very reputable position.
他有一个很好的工作，但是有很臭的名声。
Because he was a tax collector.
因为他是一个税吏。
And tax collector for the Roman government.
是为罗马政府来收税。
You know, at that time, this kind of job you can bid.
你知道那时候这个工作是可以来招标的。
Just like today, you go to eBay and bid the product, and he can bid the job.
今天你可以到eBay上去拍卖东西，那时候你可以拍卖这个工作。
It just tell the Roman government, yes, this year in this area for this population, I'm going to collect certain amount of tax for you.
你会想说，在这个这一年，在这个区域这么多人，我可以收这么多钱。
Of course, if you got a job and you collect more than it requires.
当然你如果拿到这份工作的话，你一定会收的比你要交的多。
Those money go to his pocket.
那些通通可以放在你自己的口袋。
And those Jewish people, they hate it.
那些犹太人他们痛恨这些税吏。
Matthew, we know he has a good job, but one time Jesus passed by his table.
那马太他有这份工作，有一次耶稣从他面前经过。
And Jesus said, "Follow me."
耶稣说，跟从我。
And he just dropped his pen and followed Jesus.
他就丢下了他的东西，跟从了耶稣。
He didn't even have a time to write a resignation letter.
他连写辞职信都没有时间。
And he followed Jesus.
他跟着耶稣。
And shortly after that, he opened his house for all his co-workers.
没有多久，他就把他的家打开。
He's not afraid of any rejection anymore.
给别人，他不再怕别人的拒绝。
Or any criticism.
也不再怕别人的批评。
All his co-workers, they're all tax collectors.
所有他的同工也是税吏。
And probably in this farewell party, they say, well, now I'm following Jesus, and I'm no longer doing that type of job anymore.
他的同事也是税吏, 但是他不怕告诉他们说我跟从了耶稣。
So, if you read the Bible, several tax collectors also follow Jesus too.
所以若是你读圣经的话, 你会发现还有许多其他的税吏也跟从了耶稣。
So this person changed.
所以这个人改变了。
Because of reconciliation.
因着和好，这个人改变。
Let's see how about the appropriation.
那我们再来看挽回。
If we have God's appropriation, you will see there is an increased freedom from the fear of punishment.
若是你有神的挽回，你就会有自由，不再怕报应、报复，不再怕惩罚。
You have a patience and kindness to others.
对别人会有忍耐和 恩慈,
and you've been quick to apply forgiveness.
可以很快的来赦免,
and you have deep love for Christ.
对基督也有一个深的爱。
This person I can think of is Peter.
我可以想到一个人彼得。
And before that, he can bold say, well, even though everybody forsake Lord, I will not forsake you.
彼得他曾经说，即使众人都离开你，我也总不离开你。
But do you know what happened? Three times he denied Jesus.
但你知道，三次他否认主。
Before Jesus went to the cross.
在耶稣钉十字架的之前，他三次否认耶稣。
But on that resurrection morning,
但是在复活的早晨，
Lord appeared to him on the seashore.
主在岸边向他显现。
He asked him three times the same types of questions.
三次主问他同一个问题。
Do you really love me?
你爱我吗?
Do you really love me?
你真爱我吗?
And the last time, when Jesus asked the same question, he was sad.
最后第三次问的时候, 彼得就忧愁。
Because the Lord knows his heart.
因为主知道他的心。
After that, this person got revived.
之后这个人就复兴了。
We see he can wait on that that place with 120 other 120 people.
与120个其他的门徒他们一起等候。
Wait for what?
等候什么?
Wait for the Holy Spirit.
等候圣灵。
After they receive the Holy Spirit, he has a big power, he can preach.
当他们领受圣灵以后, 他有一个大的心, 他可以讲道。
Do you know how many people got saved first time?
你知道第一次有多少人信主?
3,000 people.
3,000人信主。
And the second time was 5,000 men only.
第二次光男的就有5,000人。
And after that, day by day, every day has a person that's saved.
之后天天主将得救的人给他们。
This person has changed.
这个人改变了。
He's no longer the old Peter.
他不再是老彼得。
He is the new Peter.
他是一个新的彼得。
Because this is God's propitiation.
因为这是神的挽回。
Just see the last one, regeneration.
我们看最后一个, 重生。
You from your self-confidence now change to the Christ-centered self-confidence.
你从原来靠自信变成以基督为中心的自信。
For the joy, courage, and peace.
喜乐、勇气和平安。
You desire to know Christ.
你愿意认识基督。
Paul is a very good example for this.
保罗是一个很好的例子。
From his own self-confidence, and he thought he was serving the Lord.
从他自信，他认为他在服侍神。
He arrests for those who follow Jesus.
他去抓那些跟从耶稣的人。
On the way to Damascus.
在大马色的路上,
he has the warrant to arrest the Christians.
他有那个法令要去抓基督徒。
I think he got a soldier behind him too.
他还有其他的兵丁跟着他。
Until there was a big light shine on him.
直到有一个大光照到他。
He fell down.
他就扑地。
And his eyes cannot see.
他的眼睛就瞎了。
And now he cried out, Lord, Lord, who are you?
他就喊出来说, 主啊, 主啊, 你是谁?
And that time the Lord talked to him, said, Saul, Saul, I'm the one you persecuted.
主就在那个时候跟他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
From regeneration, this person changed.
从生以后, 这个人就改变了。
We know this person. How many letters wrote in the New Testament?
你知道他在新约里有多少封书信是他写的？
13 out of 27 letters, books written by Paul.
27本书中13本是保罗写的。
And the Gentile, the gospel to the Gentile probably he did a lot of contribution.
他成为把福音送到外邦的很重要的一个人。
Yes, he suffered much persecution and affliction.
但是他经过了许多的苦难。
The dangers is on land and at sea or in prison.
陆地的危险，江海的危险，监狱的危险。
Yet he was never discouraged.
但是他从来没有灰心。
And he remained steadfast.
他非常的稳固。
And his faith, he never lose a faith to the Lord.
他对主没有失去信心。
This is a new Paul.
这是一个新的保罗。
After regeneration.
重生。
Okay, so the next one, I will show you God's answer about me. Yes.
那最后我想要跟你说神对我的回答。
I have two formulas.
我有两个公式。
First one is Satan's lie.
第一个是撒旦的谎言。
You say my worth equal to my performance plus others' opinions.
这个就是说我的价值是等于我的表现加别人的看法。
God say no, no. Let me tell you my truth.
神说让我告诉你我的真理。
My formula is my worth equal to what God says about me.
我的价值应当是神如何看我。
So what God says about me?
神如何看我呢?
The moment we trust Christ.
当我们信基督的时候,
you will see all our sins are forgiven.
所有的罪赦免。
Past, present, future, all sins been forgiven.
过去的罪、现在的罪和将来的罪，通通赦免。
From Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14.
你可以看哥罗西书2章13-14节。
Second one is I become a child of God.
第二个，我成为神的儿女。
And I receive eternal life.
我得到永生。
Also, I'm delivered from Satan's domain and transferred into the kingdom of Christ.
我从撒旦的权势迁到爱子的国里。
Christ comes to dwell within me.
基督进来来住在我的里面。
I become a new creation.
我成为一个新造。
I am declared righteous by God.
神称我为义。
I enter into a love relationship with God.
就进入一个与神爱的关系。
I'm accepted by God.
而被神接受。
It's so marvelous.
这些
what he has done to us.
是他所做的。
Give me 2 minutes. I will give you a nowadays example.
给我两分钟，我跟你讲一个例子。
I did not tell Wu Hao about this example, so excuse me.
我没有告诉高弟兄，没有告诉我。
But I have a slide, three only three slides for that.
我有三张影片。
About 50 years ago.
50年前,
this is a real story.
这是一个真实的故事。
And if you really want to know more,
如果你想知道更多的话,
right now, theater is showing it.
现在在剧院里面在放。
I'm not a movie promoter.
我不是在做电影的广告。
But this is, I want you to know the real story behind the movie or the book too.
我希望你知道这个故事或者这个电影背后的故事。
50 years ago, there was a boy called Steve Sand.
50年前有一个男孩叫Steve Sand.
This boy is a missionary son.
他是一个宣教士的儿子。
His dad flew to Ecuador for a missionary work.
他的父亲飞到厄瓜多尔做宣道士。
And his dad was a pilot.
他是一个飞行员。
And on the plane, there are four other co-workers.
在飞机上还有四个同事。
And probably first one, probably you know his name, probably more familiar, his name is Jim Elliot.
第一个, 其中一个就是 Jim Elliot.
And second one is Pete Fleming.
第二个叫 Pete Fleming.
The, another one is Ed McCauley.
第三个是 Ed McCauley.
And the fourth one is Roger Yandrian.
第四个叫 Roger Yandrian.
And they try to preach the gospel to a group that people say they are naked savagery.
那他们要传福音给一群是他们可以说是就是野蛮吃人的人。
And well, when they try to they make friendly contact with this this group is called Wadani.
这一群人叫做 Wadani.
And 2 days later, all six six Wadani warrior killed all five men.
那两天以后，有六个这些原始部落的人就把他们五个通通杀了。And
this pilot's son, 5 years old.
当时这个飞行员的儿子是五岁。Do
you know how he cried out?
你知道他怎么样哭出来？
He said, "It doesn't work. God doesn't care. My dad is gone."
他说。 这个没有用，神不管我们，我的父亲就这样走了。There
is no hope.
我没有希望。Do
you know who gave this little boy a new hope?
你知道谁给这个男孩子一个新的盼望？
His aunt.
他的姑妈。
His aunt's name is Rachel.
他的名字叫 Rachel.
And his aunt went back to the place. His dad was killed.
这个姑妈就回到她父亲被杀的地方。
Preached the gospel to those tribes.
传福音给那些部落的人。
For many years.
许多年。
Until 1994, his aunt was died there.
到1994年，她的姑妈就在那里去世。
This naked savager, a lot of people become a Christian.
就在这一群吃人的人当中，他们很多人成了基督徒。
You know this picture? This is a real face. He killed Ned's dad.
这一张照片，这是一个真实的面孔，是他杀了这个 Nate 的父亲。
Of course, probably 50 years ago, probably he's already 60 or 70s.
因为是50年前的，所以他现在大概是六七十岁。
And he knew about this.
他知道。
And he's been converted.
他已经 信主了。
So when the people say there's a book writing about you, and there's also the movie showing about you.
那有人就告诉他说，现在有书、有电影是里面讲到你。
That's what he said. Yes, in the past, I used to do that.
他说，是的，过去我所做的是这样。
I kill person without any reason.
我没有缘故就杀人。Not
only outsider, all people, I did the same.
不但是外面来的，我们自己里面的人也是一样。
But look at what I changed.
但是看我今天的改变。
And I want other people to know that too.
我希望别人也知道。
50 years later, this is 5 years boy right now, probably 55.
50年后，这个孩子，五岁的孩子今天是55岁。
He also went to that tribe.
他也去了那个部落。
In Ecuador.
在厄瓜多尔。
And he met this guy.
他遇见了这一个人。
He's an enemy, is that right?
可以说是仇人.
Somebody killed your dad. Boy, that's a.
是他杀了你的父亲. 你想想看.
But what? That's what he said. 50 years ago, that's what I said. There is no hope.
50年前，我说没有盼望.
God doesn't care.
神不管.
My dad is gone.
我的爸爸离开了.
But his aunt Rachel says, "Let's not judge that too quickly."
那他的姑妈就说不要这么快.
Do you know God's answer?
你知道神的答案.
So the last one. Do you think these two guys can recognize, can reconcile?
你相信这两个人会和好吗?
Yes.
是的.
Steve, that's the next son, went back to the tribe and met this guy, also brought his family to meet this guy.
这个Steve带着他的家人 就到了沃瓜多尔去碰那个人的头.
And this guy is not naked anymore.
这个人不再是一个赤身露体的人.
And he took a picture with Steve.
Steve就跟他一起照相.
How can this be happen?
怎么可能有这样的事情发生呢?
Steve can answer that.
Steve他可以给你答案.
Well, he said there's a wonderful things happen.
他说有奇妙的事情.
There's a, or he said, a great mystery has been revealed.
一个很大的奥秘被显明出来.
God given his only son.
神把他的独生子赐给我们.
So we can be reconciled with him.
所以我们可以与别人和睦.
And through that, we also can express that reconciliation to others.
借着这一个，我们也可以把这个和睦表明出来.
God's answer to every one of us today too.
神也把这样的答案给我们每一个人.
If you have a difficult time,
如果你有一个难熬的时候,
if you are in affliction,
如果你在苦难的当中,
there is an answer from God.
神有答案.
And He will give you an answer.
他会给你答案.
You need to go to Him directly.
你要到他那里去.
And He will open His arm and take you.
他会打开他的膀臂来接受你.
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们祷告.
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父,
we are so thankful for your answer.
我们对你的答案, 我们感谢.
While we are no way to go,
当我们没有路可去的时候,
sometimes we say it doesn't work.
有时候我们说这不灵.
Sometimes we cry out, God doesn't care.
有时候我们会哭喊说神不管我们.
I am hopeless.
我没有盼望.
But in you there is a way.
但是在你里面有道路.
In you there is an answer.
在你里面有答案.
Thank you for you sending down your son Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你差遣你的独生子.
So we can receive him, and today we can become the new creation.
我们可以接受他成为新造.
Lord, thank you for you speaking to us.
谢谢你向我们说话.
Thank you for you answer every question we have.
谢谢你回答我们一切的问题.
We pray that everyone today hear your message can also receive you.
我们祷告在这里每一个听见这信息的人也能够接受你.
May your name be praised.
愿你的名得到称赞.
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing hymn 314. 请起立唱诗歌314首。